When it comes to weekend events and activities, there's actually something that's starting today and continuing into tomorrow that, Art Lewis, you will be part of this event.
Ah, yes, the Cool City Car Show. We'll be up at the Pier Marquette station in Bay City. Check-in location for the Cool City Car Show. Today they do the big drive, but tomorrow is the show on the streets in downtown Bay City. Hundreds and hundreds of cars.
All cool.
All cool. Money raised goes to the American Cancer Society. Been a great event.
Our Thalen friends behind it all.
Yes, they are.
Okay. And we'll look forward to hearing more. Again, Art, tomorrow between 8 and 11 a.m. we'll have updates on Saturday morning. And later today, as Art mentioned, about 5:30, that's through the streets of Essexville and Bay City that the cars are on parade, if you will. The Cool City Car Show, benefiting the American Cancer Society. One of the things that's going on this weekend, other things going on this weekend, including the food truck challenge that is back at the Jolt Credit Union Event Park. That is later today into tonight when the food trucks are facing off. Chance for you to enjoy some great meals and great treats at the food trucks. A great way to get your eats for your late afternoon snack, lunches, dinners, however you want to phrase it. But available today with the food truck challenge, the food truck face-off at Jolt Credit Union Event Park in downtown Saginaw. At the Temple Theater tonight, it is A Haunting on Adams Street as Stephen Shippey and Haunted Saginaw present the show, with the doors opening at 8 and the show starting at 9. As Steve Shippey says, when a centuries-old mortuary becomes home to a massive collection of haunted and cursed items, what could go wrong? You find out tonight, A Haunting on Adams Street. Again, doors opening at 8, the show at 9, Temple Theater, downtown Saginaw. Find out more, templetheater.com. That's templetheater.com. Tomorrow and into Sunday, the Chesaning Sports Plane Association Dawn Patrol Weekend. It's the annual Dawn Patrol fly-in and pancake breakfast. So on Saturday, you have the craft show at the Chesaning Airport, 10 a.m. until 3 p.m. And on Sunday, the craft show is 7 a.m. until 1 p.m. You can also visit downtown Chesaning for the annual car show going on between 10 and 3 on Saturday. And then at the airport, there'll be a food truck on hand to help satisfy hunger. But then on Sunday, that includes the Dawn Patrol fly-in, starting at 7, going till 11, with the pancake breakfast and fly-in, with the pilots flying in to display aircraft. You can check out the aircraft and all the other associated events surrounding it at the Chesaning Sports Airplane Association Dawn Patrol Weekend tomorrow and into Sunday. The Saginaw Art Museum is featuring a second Saturday event tomorrow, noon till 5. It's free admission to the Saginaw Art Museum, saginawartmuseum.org, if you need some more information on that. And speaking of the Saginaw Art Museum, by the way, tomorrow is also another gardening opportunity. The Charles Platt Gardens at the Art Museum in constant need of attention during the spring through the fall. You don't need to have a green thumb to help out. There'll be something for you to do. And tomorrow is another day that some of the garden attention will be done. Again, SaginawArtMuseum.org to find out more. On a Saturday at in the Bay County, the Bay County Historical Society presenting once again a Hell's Half Mile walking tour opportunity between 1 and 2, and again from 3 until 4, with the tours leaving the Historical Museum steps at 321 Washington in Bay City. Rain or shine, by the way, but it's going to be shining tomorrow. This is to highlight what the lumberjacks used to do at the end of the lumbering season. When as many as 5,000 lumberjacks who collected their pay would come into the streets, so that's 6-block strip along Bay City's waterfront, calling it Hell's Half Mile, with the gambling houses, the theaters, saloons, brothels, the catacombs. And Sam Fitzpatrick takes you on the walking tour. There are historical references, by the way, with some violence and adult content, just so you know, in case you have anyone young with you. Tomorrow is another opportunity for God's Helping Hands of Hemlock and Merrill at the Zion Lutheran Church of Hemlock, corner of Iva and Dice Roads. The second and fourth Saturdays of every month, a chance to have distribution of clothing and blankets and household items and food, all free from God's Helping Hands of Hemlock and Merrill. No requirements, no parameters. Everyone is welcome. You could even make donations, by the way, to help out those who receive the items. You can make donations to help out, too, by the way. So whether you're giving or receiving. This is 10 till noon, by the way. 10 till noon tomorrow. Corner of Ivan Dice Roads, Zion Lutheran Church of Hemlock. A reminder that on Sunday, fun in Saginaw with the Saginaw Eddie Concert Band. Another performance is coming up. This at the Jolt Credit Union Event Park. 7 o'clock on Sunday evening. And like all Eddie Band concert, it is going to be free. And the theme for this Sunday's concert is the classics. So enjoy that this coming Sunday with the Saginaw Eddie Concert Band at the Jolt Event Park. The old Saginaw City Lawn Chair Film Festival continues this coming Sunday. Corner of Ames and North Hamilton. You bring your own lawn chair or whatever seating to make sure that you're comfortable. It is free. The movies will start at dusk. And this Sunday, the movie scheduled is Napoleon Dynamite from 2004. That's what you can enjoy with the old Saginaw City Lawn Chair Film Festival. If you need more information, if you search out the Lawn Chair Film Festival on Facebook, you can get details that way. Coming up on Monday, Saginaw Police presenting another Front Porch Roll Call, a chance to meet, learn, interact with officers who patrol your neighborhood. In this case, it is going to be at 3075 West Genesee Avenue in Saginaw. That's where the Front Porch Roll Call will be done on Monday, 6 o'clock. And you have a chance to talk to the officers, voice concerns, ask questions, and interact. There have already been several roll calls already, and there'll be more coming. And just so you know, if it's not in your specific area, hopefully one comes to you. But that's on Monday, 3075 West Genesee Avenue in Saginaw. The Bridgeport Historical Society has got its free concert series is going on. And this coming Tuesday, from 7 until 8:30 p.m., the Cowboy Rodeo Band performs country favorites. You bring a chair and join in at the Bridgeport Historical Museum. And 7 till 8:30, it's free, though there'll be some refreshments available for purchase if you'd like. Coming up on Wednesday, another Jazz in the Garden opportunity. The Jazz in the Garden at the Lucille E. Anderson Memorial Garden on Ezra Rush Drive in Saginaw, part of the Anderson Enrichment Center. And this coming This coming Wednesday, it is Rush Street featuring Julie Malady. Julie Malady, and that's going to be on Wednesday, 7 p.m. To enjoy. It is free, and enjoy that. If you need more information, check on the Anderson Enrichment Center. Coming up on Wednesday at the Dow Gardens, it's a chance to enjoy another lunchtime concert series. And on Wednesday, the Jim Pagel Jazz Trio will be performing. That is on Wednesday at the Dow Gardens. You can find out more just by visiting dowgardens.org. And on Wednesday, it's another chance, as it happens every Wednesday, for the Ecumenical Food Pantry at First Presbyterian Church in Saginaw. This is where 110 boxes of food and personal items are given away. It is a first-come, first-serve basis. And this is with First Presbyterian Church in Saginaw. And that's the corner of Court and Webster. And it, again, is free for you. No parameters necessary. Everyone's welcome. If you are in need, you can stop by the Ecumenical Food Pantry, First Presbyterian Church in Saginaw, this coming Wednesday, again, 10 o'clock, 110 boxes, and first come, first served. That is just a little smattering, as we say. Certainly not everything that's going on. There's a lot more that's happening in and around the Great Lakes Bay region on another great weekend. We hope that you will find something to enjoy and something to do.